I'm here with one of our senior audit managers, Michael Oliphant, to talk briefly about the Auditor General's latest report on the Scottish Government's consolidated accounts. Michael, this year's report has a real focus on the value of loans and guarantees the government has provided to private companies. What did you find in the course of your audit?
One of our main findings is that the government has substantially reduced the value of around £140 million worth of loans and guarantees to private companies, what's known as impairment. That doesn't mean that those sums have been written off, but it does mean that the government doesn't expect to recover their full investment at this point.
What are the details of that? Which loans have been affected?
Loans totalling £45 million to Ferguson Marine Engineering Limited were reduced in value to nil at the end of the financial year due to the shipyard's financial difficulties. The government also impaired an equity stake in engineering firm Bifab, loans to Prestwick Airport, and a fee for providing financial guarantees to Le Cabre Aluminium Smelter.
Looking at your wider findings, you also say that while there have been improvements in the government's governance arrangements, more work needs to be done on their financial reporting.
Last year, the Scottish Government published its first medium-term financial strategy, and that was a really positive step forward in enabling more thorough parliamentary scrutiny of minister spending plans. But things have taken a step backwards this year, with this year's strategy, which lacks the basic components of a financial plan, such as indicative spending plans. There is also no detail on how the government would address a possible £1 billion shortfall in its budget due to forecast errors, and they've yet to publish a consolidated account covering the devolved public sector in Scotland.
Why do these things matter?
The Scottish Parliament needs better information to be able to better scrutinise ministers' financial decision-making and to ensure value for money is achieved from a limited budget pot. That would matter at any time, but the Scottish Government's financial reporting has taken a step backwards at a time when the uncertainty surrounding EU withdrawal will pose unprecedented challenges for the management of public finances.
Michael, thank you very much indeed. And if you want to read a report on the government's accounts or any of our other work from 2019, you can download it from our website audit-scotland.gov.uk.